哦，我们今天题目是关于敬拜。你说我们每个礼拜都来到这个教会，我们不是已经在敬拜了吗？有什么好说的
？So today's topic is about worship. You may think that we come to church every Sunday to worship. So what is it they are to talk about?
所以希望我就希望在这个时候，我们可以看一下圣经里面教导我们敬拜的。在神自己他有什么要求
？So here we want to take a look at in the Bible what God's requirements are for worship.
哦，对不起。好的。那在几年前呢，在芝加哥一个报纸有这样的报道。
So a few years ago, there's this a report in Chicago Tribune.
就他说呢，在 New Mexico 这个州，今墨西哥这个州有一个女人。
So it talks about it's about a woman in New Mexico.
她在做这个 tortilla 的时候。
So when she was making tortillas,
她发现了她把这个烤焦了。
And she noticed that she burnt the tortillas.
The tortilla 就是玉米饼啊，玉米饼 tortilla. 那然后她焦的这个地方呢，她发现呢这个形状好像是耶稣的这个样子。
But then she noticed that the burn marks resembled the face of Jesus.
你看这个样子像不像耶稣
？So if you take a look, what do you think?
她觉得蛮像的。
So she thinks, yeah.
所以她就很高兴的就跟她的丈夫还有她的邻居就这样说，告诉他们她发现了这个耶稣的脸在她这个玉米饼里面。
So she was very excited, and she showed to her husband and the neighbors, and just she said, "Well, look, you know, it's really like Jesus."
她就把这个事情告诉她的神父。
So she told the story to her priest.
那她也请求这个神父把这个饼啊祝福。
And she asked her priest to bless the tortilla.
那她先生也为她做见证，他说：“的确，我老婆就是我太太看到了这个耶稣的像在她的饼以后啊，她这个整个人都变了。”
And her husband also testified for her, claiming that ever since the wife saw the face of Jesus in the tortilla, and her life has changed.
她变得更平安。
And she has been more peaceful.
她变得更开心。
More happy.
她变得更顺服。
And more submissive.
所以弟兄们，如果你要太太顺服的话，做多一点这个玉米饼啊。
So for all the brothers, maybe you want to ask your wife to make more tortillas.
所以这个神父其实以前都没有祝福过这个玉米饼。
But this priest had never blessed tortillas before.
他其实也不太愿意去做这个事情。
And he didn't want to do things like this.
但是最后还是祝福了。
But in the end, he did bless tortillas.
他祝福了以后，这个女人就把这个饼把它包在一个玻璃箱里面。
So after the tortilla was blessed by the priest, the woman took the tortilla home and put it in a shrine.
In a glass case. 然后你就看到这个玻璃箱是怎么样的，就把它包装的很漂亮的放在一个坛上面。
So she decorated and then put it in a shrine, right?
In an altar. 然后就放在一个小屋子里，就让别人来去参观。
And then she put it in a
shrine.
Now that's a shrine. Can't get a word right. Now she put it in a shrine and for people to for the visitors to see.
所以就过了几年，很多人来参观这个像。来这边来敬拜。
So it's been there for a few years, and then many people came to see it.
所以其实我在 Google 的时候，我就找一下还有没有别人在他们的食物里面有看到这耶稣的样子。
So I
其实很多。
So I did a Google search and to see if anyone else had seen the face of Jesus in their tortillas, and there are many.
甚至我们也看到有一个网啊，是猫网啊。他的样子也在上面。
So, there is a 猫王。
猫王就是 Elvis.
okay. So there's an Elvis. Oh, there's an Elvis face in there too.
所以呢，其实我谁知道耶稣的样子是怎么样呢
？So who knows？
这个女人就当作这个是耶稣，就在这里在敬拜耶稣。
But this woman thinks that this is the face of Jesus, and she just worshipped this tortilla.
所以我们其实在敬拜的时候，什么叫做敬拜
？So when we worship, do we know what is worship? What is considered worship?
真的敬拜是怎么样的敬拜
？What makes for real worship?
你怎么样知道你在敬拜的时候，你真的神喜悦你的敬拜
？How do you know when you worship God and God is really pleased?
你怎么样知道神今天的高举他喜悦你的敬拜
？How do you know that that God today God is really pleased with your worship.
在我们今天的这段经文里面，我们就看到有一个一段的事情，一个故事，就是讲到耶稣跟一个撒玛利亚人之间的一个对白，然后这个对白他们就讲到这个敬拜的事情。
So in today's passage, we saw there was a conversation between Jesus and this Samaritan woman, and between their conversation, they talked about worship.
我希望就是我们看了这个事情之后，我们知道神给我们教导我们怎么样去敬拜他。
So I hope that after we read this worship, we understand what worship is.
虽然我们每天每个礼拜都来到这个教会，我们来的时候，我们是来敬拜神。
So even though every Sunday we come to church and to worship God.
你可以说 ，Dennis， 我每个礼拜都来，那不算是敬拜吗
？So you probably say.That Dennis, I come every Sunday. Isn't this worship?
可能我们来到的时候，我们的目的是来敬拜神，但是我们走了以后，我们有没有真的做到这个敬拜的这个事情
？But maybe when we come to church and our purpose is to worship God, but after we leave the church, are we still continue to worship God?
我们离开教会的时候，离开崇拜的时候，我们有没有感觉到至少有一样事情？你说。今天的敬拜真的很美好，我今天真的跟神有一个交通。
After the worship, as we leave the church, do you really feel like wow, today was really a good worship, and I had a good, I had a connection with God?
或是你说今天敬拜真好啊 ，Dennis 说的。他很早就讲完了，我可以赶快走了。
Or you would say, "Well, today's worship is great because Dennis finished early, so I could leave."
所以希望我们来到神面前的时候，我们的敬拜是可以得到他的喜悦。
So I really hope that when we come to worship and our worship is pleasing to God.
所以这一段经节里面发生的事情是在撒玛利亚这个地方。
So, today's passage, in today's passage, the story happened during a journey that that Jesus coming to Samaria.
耶稣正在去加利利的时候，他经过撒玛利亚这个地方。
When Jesus went to Galilee and he came through Samaria.
因为他就是累了，口渴了，他就停在一个井。
So, he was tired and thirsty, so he stopped by this well.
他这个井叫做雅各井。
And this well is called Jacob's well.
这不是有历史的一个井哦，是雅各，相信是雅各挖的一个井。
So this is a very famous historical site. So I believe it's the well dug by Jacob.
但那个时候就碰到有一位撒玛利亚的妇人。
So here Jesus encounters a Samaritan woman.
他就向那个妇人要水，他说我口渴了，可不可以给我一杯水
？And he asks the woman of water.
所以呢，这一段经节在第九节的时候，撒玛利亚的妇人就对他说了，他说你既是犹太人，怎么样会向我这个撒玛利亚的妇人要水呢？
So here in this passage, verse 9, the Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?"
经节也告诉了我们，原来呢，犹太人跟撒玛利亚人他们从来都不来往的。
And this verse also tells us that Jews do not associate with Samaritans.
撒玛利亚人虽然他们跟犹太人是有血缘。
Even though the Samaritans had a blood relationship with Jews,
但是他们彼此的不相交，彼此的不来往。
But they never had associated with each other.
然后犹太人如果他们要去一个地方，要需要必须要经过撒玛利亚的时候。 他们会故意就是绕过这个地方，都不走进在撒玛利亚这个地方。
And the Jews, if they go somewhere and they need to go through the Samaria area, they always tried to take a detour and to just avoid going into Samaria.
他们敬拜的地方跟犹太人敬拜的地方是有很大的区别。
So the place where the Samaritans worship is quite different from the place where the Jews did.
撒玛利亚人觉得犹太人在耶路撒冷敬拜这个地方是不对的。
So the Samaritans thought that the Jews had their worship in Jerusalem, and that was not right.
他们觉得敬拜的应该是在这个基离心山的这个地方来敬拜才是对的。
And then they thought that the correct place of worship should be in Mount Gerizim.
所以耶稣单单耶稣停在这个地方来去跟这个撒玛利亚的妇人有交通，单单这一件事是蛮特别的。So
just a thing that Jesus stops by and having this conversation with the Samaritan woman, and just this one thing is very special. Because in general, the Jews just don't come to the Samaria area.
所以耶稣怎么样回答说呢？第十节，耶稣说：“你若知道神的恩赐，和对你说给我水喝的是谁，就是耶稣说是你，如果知道我是谁，你必找求他，必找求他，他必找。”
So here in verse 10, Jesus answered the Samaritan woman, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." So what is living water?
这个撒玛利亚的女人其实她不太明白这个活水的意思。
So this Samaritan woman actually did not quite understand the meaning of living water.
因为后来她跟耶稣说，我要这个活水，因为我喝了以后，我就不需要再回来这个井这边拿水打水了。Because
she said to Jesus that, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water."
但是约翰福音后来 第七章那边有告诉我们这活水的意义是什么。
But later in the book of John, chapter 7, it tells us what this living water is.
约翰福音第七章37节那边说，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若喝了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人 就如经上所说的，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。第39节，耶稣这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。那个时候还没有赐下圣灵，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
So on John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. On the last and the greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit has not been given, since Jesus has not yet been glorified.
所以这个活水呢，耶稣所指的这个活水就是圣灵。So
here, the living water is really Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit as the living water.
而且这个圣灵，耶稣将会赐给信他的人。
And the Holy Spirit will be given to whoever believe in him.
所以耶稣跟这个妇人说，你如果知道我是谁的话，你就会求我。
So here Jesus was telling this woman that if you knew who I am, and I would give you the living water.
那就是说呢，如果你求我，你相信我的时候，我就会把这个活水，这永生，这个生命，这个圣灵，我会赐给你。
That is to say that if the woman asked Jesus, Jesus would have given her. The living water, and which is the Holy Spirit.
我们敬拜神，其实第一样就是我们要先接受他，我们要先信他。
So the first thing of worship is really we need to believe in him.
虽然在这个时候还没有讲到敬拜这个事情。
So even though here it has not mentioned.The word worship.
但是耶稣是神嘛，他知道这段对白下场会谈到这个敬拜的事情，所以他预先就跟这个女人说这些必要的一些要求。
But since you know, Jesus the God, and he knew what was gonna where the conversation would lead, so he foretold the women about worship.
我们要敬拜神，首先我们要相信他。
So.To worship him, the first thing is we need to believe in him.
在以弗所书那边有告诉我们。
So, the book Ephesians tells us.
第二章那边说，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你的你们活过来。
Chapter two.
Verses
1, it says, As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world.
保罗在这里所说的死是我们的灵的死。
Here, the death that Paul was referring to was the death of the spirit.
当神造人的时候，亚当的时候，他给他吹了一口气，就是把这个灵赐了给他。
When God created Adam, he blew a breath to him. That was the spirit given to him.
这个灵让我们可以跟神可以交通。
And this spirit allowed us to have communication with God.
这个灵就是好像我们现在手机我们有一个信号，是不是？
So the spirit is kind of like our cell phone signal.
我们手机开通了以后，我们就可以跟外面的人有这个交通对话的一个方式。
When we turn on our cell phone and there's a signal, we can communicate with others.
神是很高科技的，他在当前就已经有这个无线的这个 wireless 的这个技术。
So God was very high tech back then, and so He already had this wireless technology.
他有给我们有一个灵，让我们可以跟神有一个交通的一个方式。
He gave us this spirit so that we can have fellowship with him through the spirit.
保罗这个亚当犯罪了以后，这个灵被关掉了。我们这个 signal， 像你的 mobile phone， 你的手机的 signal 已经被关掉了。
So after Adam sinned, this signal was cut off.
他没有办法跟神再有一个很密切的一个交通了。
So he no longer had means to have fellowship with God.
所以呢，他就是在罪恶中，在保罗说我们在死在过犯的时候，我们都是亚当的后代嘛。我们跟他一样，我们是有罪的，我们的灵是死的。我们开头的时候一生下来，我们的灵就是死的。
So here, Paul says, That's why Paul said we were all we were dead in transgressions and sins, and because our spirit was dead since we were born.
但是在第四节他说，神既有丰富的怜悯，因他的爱，当我们在死在过犯的时候，他就叫我们与基督一同活过来。
In verse 4, Paul says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love." With which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trans, trespasses made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
所以我们活过来的时候，就是说我们的灵又活过来了。
So, when it says, it made us alive, it means our spirit is alive now.
我们跟神这个交通的管道又开通了。
And this channel between us and God is open, reconnected.
所以当我们相信神的时候，相信主耶稣的时候，那一个时刻，我们这个管道就开通了，我们的灵又活起来了。
So the moment we believe in God, this channel between us and this channel connecting us and God is reconnected.
所以我们要有这个活的灵，我们才可以真的去敬拜我们的神。
So we need to have this live spirit in order for us to worship Him.
所以在座的，如果你已经听过耶稣的这个人这个救恩，你还没有相信他的时候，我就劝你赶快的。耶稣跟撒玛利亚的人说，你必很快的来求我，你要赶快的信耶稣，让你可以在神跟神有这个交通的这个方式，让你可以真正的来敬拜这位我们这位神。
So for those who are in the audience today, if you have not believed in God, I really encourage you to believe in Him now and ask Him for the living water so that you can be reconnected with God like quickly.
我们在读下去的时候，我们第二点就是我们敬拜的时候并不局限在单一的一个地理的位置。
So the next topic we're talking about is the place of worship is not limited to a particular place.
所以这对白再下去，这个女人就发现原来耶稣是他说耶稣是一个先知，他知道耶稣不是一个特别，他不是一个普通的一个人。
So here the woman recognized that Jesus was not a common person.
妇人就说，先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
So here the woman said, Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem.
所以这个女人她有一个印象，就是说你要做礼拜，你要做崇拜，一定要到一个特别的地方才可以敬拜神。
So the woman has an impression that you have to be at a specific place to worship.
那耶稣怎么样去回答说呢？他在第21节他说，耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
So Jesus replied to this woman, Jesus said, Believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews.
所以字面来看，耶稣跟他说，你在哪里敬拜都无所谓。
So on the surface, it seems like Jesus saying that it doesn't matter where you worship.
其实他说将这个时候将到，就是其实还没有到这个时间将到，你敬拜的地方已经没关系了。
And here, Jesus said, "Well, a time is coming, which is really it's about to come, but has yet to come."
所以这里的教导就其实告诉我们，就是你到哪一个教会，你到哪一个礼拜堂去敬拜，其实并不是很大的一个关键。
So here we can see that it really doesn't matter that much which church you go to worship.
但是有很多人就是把这个教堂啊，把它当作是一个敬拜的一个目的。
But for some people, the church is actually one of the important part of their worship.
可能他们会去先观察一下，哇，这个教堂有多大啊？里面的人有多少啊？谁在讲道啊？
For example, they would like to go check out the church, see how big it is, and how big the congregation is, and how they preach.
这礼拜堂里面有没有球场啊？
Is there a basketball court in the church?
有没有很好的设备啊，音响的设备啊？
Is there a very good sound equipment?
给中国人说有没有一个很大的厨房啊？
And for the Chinese, do they have a big kitchen?
其实这些都不重要。
But you know, all these are not important.
这些都不重要。
None of these are important.
耶稣说这时候将到，其实耶稣已经在预表有一天他会，就是他的救恩，他死在十字架，他这个得胜的时候，他有这个能力，就是他会他的救恩呢、啊，他这个救恩赐下来给世人的时候，这些都已经不重要了。
So here Jesus says that when he comes, you know, all these are not important.
他的死，他胜过死的时候，他就把人与神的关的一个墙壁把它拿开了。
When he conquered the death, he has already removed this wall between man and God.
他复活的大能就是把这个人与人之间的一个墙已经把它灭掉了。
And the power of his resurrection is really to remove this wall between man and God.
那个时候就是人是指这犹太人跟外邦人。
Oh, so he removed this wall among people, among men. So that's the at that time it meant the wall between the Jews and the Gentiles.
所以在那个时候，我们在哪里敬拜都无所谓。
So when the time comes, it doesn't really matter where.We worship.
所以，如果我们到一个新的地方的时候，需要找一个教会的时候，不要被这些外表的东西来吸引我们。
So when we come to a new place and looking for a church, I hope that we're not attracted by all these material setup.
最重要的，我们要看这个教会是不是传圣经里面的真理，这个教会是不是相信。圣经里面的真理。
And the most important thing we should look for is whether the church is preaching the truth.
那你说啊 ，Dennis， 我可以在我家里敬拜吧。
So then you may say that, well, Dennis, maybe I should just stay home. I can worship at home.
居然在哪里敬拜都无所谓的话。
Because it doesn't really matter where I worship.
我告诉你，这是错误的观念。
And here I'm telling you that's wrong.
这不是我们今天的经文的这个教导。
And this is not the teaching from today's passage.
因为在希伯来书，如果你有圣经的话，你打开希伯来书第十章24-25节。
So if you have a Bible with you, open to the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
他教导我们要彼此相顾。激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
So Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
我们教会不是一个建筑物，我们以弗所书这个主路学在学以弗所书，我们看到教会不是一个建筑物，教会是一群被呼召出来的信徒。
So the church is not just a building. The church is a group of people called together by God.
我们这个教会，我们一群人是成为神的耶稣的一个身体。
So in church, the whole congregation, we are the body of we're the body of God.
耶稣是我们的头。
And Jesus is our head.
他给我们的耶稣给我们命令，就是要我们彼此相顾。
And the command of Jesus is that we care about each other.
彼此爱相爱，彼此行善。
And we love each other. And we help each other.
所以呢，如果你说我单独在家里敬拜的话，要达到这彼此的这个作为是很难的，一个人不能做彼此嘛。
So if you say that I'm going to just worship at home, then it's going to be very difficult to to have this association with others, like you love others and you help each other.
他说我们要不停止的聚会，所以耶稣还是要我们聚会。
So here Jesus, so really Jesus wants us to continue to together.
除非你到一个地方，那个地方没有当地的教会。
Unless you're going to a new place and that place does not have a church,
你可能就可以自己在家里做礼拜，做敬拜。
Then maybe you can worship at home by yourself.
你住的地方如果有当地的教会的时候，你应该是去参加这个教会里面的活动，教会里面的聚会。
But if where you live does have a church, and I do encourage you to go to church and worship with others together.
我们是以一个顺服的心，就是我们一起聚在一起，一起来敬拜，一起彼此的相爱，彼此的帮助。然后彼此的把这个福音传出去。
So, you know, in obedience we gather together, and then in obedience we scatter to bring the good news of Jesus to a needy world.
再来的一点就是我们敬拜神的时候要用心灵来拜他。
Another point about worship is we need to worship God in spirit.
那用心灵来敬拜他，在二十三节那边就说了很清楚的，时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实来拜他，因为父要这样的人来拜他。神是一个灵，所以拜他的心拜他的必须用心灵和诚实来拜他。
So verse 23 it says can't see, sorry.Yet the time is coming and has now come when the true worship will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
所以用心灵来拜神又是什么意思？
So what does it mean to worship in spirit?
这个很难解释啊，是不是心灵我们看不见的，到底这个心灵从哪里拿出来呢？
So it's hard to grasp because we can't see the spirit.
我们要怎么样把这个心灵来就是怎么样来用心灵来敬拜神。
So how do we worship God in spirit?
每一个人可能有不同的解释，是不是？
So each one probably have your own interpretation.
有人可能你说你要用心灵敬拜的，那你就要敬拜的时候要非常 很有感情，很激动的来敬拜神。
Some people probably interpret this asPassionately in.
可能你说你唱歌的时候要举手啊，要跳舞啊，要这样要那样。
And some probably think that when you sing a song of praises, you probably should dance.
那我们自己来做推测的话，这个心灵来敬拜是可能每一个人有不同的答案。
So we probably can see that each person has his or her own interpretation.
是，所以我们还是要回到圣经里面看，圣经教导我们敬拜是有怎么样的一个符合神的要求的一个敬拜是怎么样的。
But anyway, we should always come back to Bible to see what Bible tells us how to worship God in spirit.
第一点呢，就是要跟随神的引领，我们来敬拜他。
The first is we need to follow his leading in worship.
在创世纪有记载亚伯拉罕就是要把他的儿子献上给神的这个事情。
So the book of Genesis has a story about Abraham that it talks about God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son.
创世纪二十二章第五节，亚伯拉罕听到神的吩咐，将他的儿子以撒献给神为燔祭，将进到那个燔祭的地方，亚伯拉罕远远的看见了，就吩咐他的仆人说：“你们何如在这个地方等一等，我与童子往那里去拜一拜。”
So, in the book of Genesis, chapter 22, Abraham heard God's command that God asked him to sacrifice his son. as a burnt offering. So here he said to his servant, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we'll come back to you.
所以在中文圣经里面, 拜拜这个词, 其实就是敬拜的意思。
So in Chinese, the word the worship, 拜, is really meaning worship.
所以敬拜, 英文这个字叫 worship.
So in English, the word worship has, it's the word worship.
原来它是从这个旧的英文, 这个词 worship 的一个字, 就是变过来的。
It has its root in the old English word worship.
那 worship 这个字意思就是说值得配得的这个意思。
So worship really means that it's worth the price.
而神是配得我们的去敬。
So our God is worthy of our worship. And he's worthy of us to offer our best.
亚伯拉罕经过了一个很大的试炼哦，他因为要把他的儿子献上给上帝。
So here Abraham went through a big test because he was gonna give his son to God.
不单只是把 牛啊，羊啊，献给神，或许是把他金钱献给神，这些他都有。但是他要把他最爱的，他单独的一个儿子要献给神。So
here he was not offering just an animal like a cow or lamb or his wealth. Here he was offering up his only son.
所以他这个他还是觉得神是配得他这样去做。He
did so because he believed that God is worthy of this.
如果是一个普通人，好像我的话，我就可能会再问神，再求他，真的吗？神啊，你要我这样做吗？
But you know, if it's for an ordinary person like me, I probably would just keep asking God, "Is it real? Do you really want me to do this?"
我可能会继续再祷告说，神啊，你给我一个印证吧，让我知道这是真是你的意思。
And we probably will just keep praying and to say, God, give me a sign, let me know if this is really what you want. So, you know, a lot of time when we ask God for a sign, we really don't know what that sign should be.
就是神给了印证，你可能也没看到。
So even God gives us a sign, we probably still don't see it.
但是亚伯拉罕
But here, Abraham did not do this. He just followed God's command. And he obeyed God's ask, and he believed this is what God wanted him to do. So we thank God that he's not asking us to do. He's not asking us to offering our children as.
神还是用不同方式来引领我们到他面前来敬。But
still, God has different ways to lead us to worship Him.
看圣经的时候，圣经有很多处的地方，神要求我们来敬拜他。So
if you read Bible, there are many places where it talks about we need to worship God.
比如说，可能你 这时候觉得心里有不安的时候，圣经里面马太福音十一章那边说，把劳苦重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你得安息。For
example, when you are worried that you can find the teaching in the book of Matthew, it talks about, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you the rest."
对，是神邀，是神在邀请你来敬拜他的一个境界。
And this is a way of God calling you to worship Him.
你来敬拜神的时候，你就有这个心态。你说神啊，我到你面前，求你帮助。
So when you worship Him, then you will have this in your mind. Then you come to God. Then you will say to God, "I'm here to worship you."
你跟随圣灵，你跟随神的话来引领你到他的面前来敬拜，他是会喜悦的。
And you follow God's calling and come to worship Him, and that's what God and that pleases God.
第二点就是我们敬拜的时候，我们是要讨神的喜悦。
And the second one is when we worship to please God.
我们看到亚伯拉罕他按照神的旨意，他去敬拜他，他愿意把他的儿子献上给神。
So here we see Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son.
这是神要他做的，这是可以让神喜悦的一个事情。
Because this is what God wanted, and this is what will please God.
如果亚伯拉罕是从他自己的心里说，啊，我应该要把我的儿子把他献上，那神就会喜欢了。
If he's doing this from his own willingness, then God will be pleased.
因为那个是从他自己的意念来去敬拜。Because
that's from his own willingness.
神不一定会喜悦。
Then God may not be pleased.
我们在圣经里面也可以看到有一些例子，就是神不喜悦的一个一些的敬拜。
So we can see a few examples in Bible that when people worship like out of their own plan, their own will, it's actually not pleased by God.
一个例子就是扫罗做献祭的这个事情，就在撒母耳。 上记载的一个事情。
One example is Saul's offering. It's documented in the book of Samuel.
那个背景就是扫罗要去打仗之前，他要等撒母耳来做个献祭。
So the context was that before they went to a war, Saul was supposed to be there waiting for Samuel to arrive to offer a sacrifice.
撒母耳指定了你要等我几天，七天，然后再做了这个献祭，才可以去打仗。
And Samuel said that they needed to wait for him for 7 days, and then he would come do a sacrifice offering, and then they would be ready to go to the war.
但是撒母耳晚到了，所以这个扫罗等不着，他自己做这个献祭。But
Samuel was delayed, and Paul couldn't wait, so he just went ahead and did the offering by himself.
所以十三节，撒母耳就对扫罗说：“你做了糊涂事，没有遵守耶和华神所吩咐你的命令。若遵守耶和华，必在以色列中坚立你的王位，直到永远。”So
here in verse 13, Samuel said, "You have done a foolish thing. You have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. If you had, he would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time."
所以这里，撒母耳说扫罗没有遵守耶和华的吩咐。So
here, Samuel said that Saul did not obey God's command.
他没有等撒母耳来做这个献祭，自己就去做了。
He did not wait for Samuel, but he just went ahead and offered a sacrifice on his own.
所以神不喜悦他这样的敬拜。So God
was not pleased by this kind of offering.
因为这是从他自己的自私的一个意念，要为了自己觉得感觉的比较快，就是有一个快感的意念去做的。Because
this kind of offering was a sacrifice was really out of his own desire.
所以我们敬拜神，我们先要知道我们对象就是神，我们要讨他的喜悦，不是要我们自己在敬拜以后我们感觉得很开心。当然这个也是好的吧。So
we should be clear that when we worship God, it really should be pleasing God. It's not pleasing ourselves.
我相信，如果神喜悦的话，我们自己也感觉到有一种快乐的一个心情。But
I do believe that when God is pleased, we will feel ourselves will be pleased as well.
再来的一点就是，我们要用心灵来敬拜的时候，其实这个用心灵来敬拜是有行动。
So another point is worshiping in spirit is also that we need to follow through with action.
在雅各书第二章那边说，身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行动也是死的。
So the book of James says that as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
所以用心灵来敬拜神也是应该是有一个行动。
So worshiping in spirit is to follow through with action.
也是有一个回应。
So we need to have a response.
我们看到亚伯拉罕他的敬拜，他有一个行动，他行动就是按照神的吩咐，他就去把这个亚，就是把这个以撒。
So here we see Abraham's action is to really bringing his son and being ready to offer as a sacrifice to God.
他听到神的呼召的时候，他没有在停留在那边，一直在思考到底神的意思是真的吗？还是他真的要我献上吗？还是他还有另外的一个意思在当中？
So when he heard God's calling, he did not.Just stop there and meditating on, you know, whether it's really God's request.
对亚伯拉罕来说，他听随神的呼召的时候，就是一个敬拜的一个行动，然后把他儿子献上，把他放在那个坛上做一个献祭，也是一个行动。
So to Abraham, hearing God's calling is an action, and followed through by giving up his son is also his action. He responded with action.
再回到二十三节那边说，真正拜父的用心灵和诚实敬拜他，因为父神要这样拜他的人。
So here then we come back to verse 23. It says that the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
所以父神要追求的，要求的就是敬拜他的人。
So here, the God the Father seeks those who worship Him.
你和我是不是敬拜神的人呢？
You and I, are we real the worshipper, the true worshippers?
敬拜神的人又是怎么样的
？So who are the real, the true worshippers?
我们又回到圣经，看有没有所谓敬拜神的人。
So let's come back to Bible again.
当然了，圣经里面有很多都是敬拜人、敬拜神的人。
Of course, there are many worshippers in the Bible.
但是有两处特别是把这两个人把他提出来说他们是敬拜神的人。
But there are two specific examples where Bible said these are the worshippers.
我们今天只讲一个，就是在《使徒行传》第十六章那边有记载一位叫吕底亚的这位女人。
So here we talk about one. In the book of Acts, it talks about a woman named Lydia.
他说有一个卖紫色布雅的妇人名叫绿迪亚，是推雅推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。他听见了主就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。他和他一家人既领了席，便求我们说，你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来。于是强留我们。
So here, it talks about Lydia. She's the one who heard us. Was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart.To pay attention to what was said by Paul. And after she was baptized, and her husband as well, she urged us, saying, If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. And she prevailed upon us.
Lydia, so she tells us that she is a Thyatira and Sidon person, but at the time she moved to Philippi, that place.她是一个卖紫色布的一个女人，她是一个生意人。其实卖紫色布的这个在当时的那个时候是一个蛮贵的一个布料。
So Lydia is a woman from Thyatira, but she moved to Philippi to live there, and where she sell a purple cloth.
圣经记载就是说他那个时候其实他在守这个安息日而且他是素来敬拜神的，所以从这里我们知道他是一个敬拜神的一个人，他是一个犹太人，有可能是一个犹太人。
So in the book it talks about she observed Sabbath and worshiped God, so she might be a Jew. also.
英文是这样形容他是一个 worshipper of God, 一个敬拜神的人。
So in English, it describes her as a worshipper of God.
神把他的心打开了，就是开导了他的心， 让他可以真心的去留心， 注意保罗给他所传的一个信息。
So the Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message.
他信了以后，连他家人都一起来信。
So when she believed in God and her whole household were also baptized.
后来她信了以后，她马上就有一个服侍的一个行动。
So then after she was baptized, she immediately followed with a action.
她这服侍就是请保罗，就是神的传道人，到她的家里来住。
And his way of serving Lord is to invite Paul to come and stay at her house.
而且路加说他是强留我们到他的家里住。
And the book said she prevailed upon us.
对，她是一个非常热情的一位女人。
So we know she was we can see that the fervency of her desire to be hospitable.
所以敬拜不是单单是形式而已， 乃是信仰的一个生活。
So worship is not just a ritual, it's a way of life.
利迪亚他敬拜了以后，他马上有一个行动， 他去服侍神的仆人。
So Lydia worshipped. He responded to act of service.
我们敬拜的时候，我们也要有一个回应。
So when we worship, we also need to have a response.
所以我们敬拜以后，我们都有回应诗歌，是不是？
So we always, we know on our Sunday service, we always have a response song.
我们有回应诗歌来回应我们今天的信息。
And we use a response song to respond to today's message.
但是不单只要我们希望，就是敬拜以后我们回应的，我们用我们的生命去回应神的话语。
But it's not just that we sing a response song. We need to use our life to respond to God.
我们敬拜就是要我们付出我们一部分，我们交给神。
And our response to worship is to give part of our life to God.
我们的回应，我们的行动可以是我们互相关怀，我们互相彼此的相爱，我们彼此的。 彼此的服侍。
And our action could be care for each other, love each other, and help each other.
所以最后的一点呢，就是敬拜要用诚实来敬拜。
So the last point is worship in truth.
我们敬拜是要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
So our worship needs to be in Spirit and in truth.
所以诚实是什么意思呢？ 我们来敬拜，怎么样叫做诚实的敬拜？
So what does it mean, worship in truth?
字面来说，诚实就是不是虚假的，是真的，对不对？
So literally, truth means honest.
不是假装的。
And it's not like any false.
来到神面前，不是假装在做敬拜。
So we don't come to come to God and pretend to worship Him.
所以诚实这个字，其实原文的意思有真理的这样的意思。
So the original meaning of truth really has a meaning of like being honest.
这诚实，中文是用诚实，就 honest 这个意思。 就诚实嘛，但是这个原文意思是真理的意思。
So in Chinese, we translate using the word honest, but in English, it really means truth.
所以另外的一个版本呢，就把这个解成是用灵，它不是用心灵啊，它用灵和真理来拜它。
So there's another version of the translation. It says we need to worship in spirit and in truth.
所以你又问真理，什么叫真理呢？
So then you probably ask, what is truth?
约翰福音也告诉了我们，在约翰福音17章，他说：“求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。”So
the book of John, chapter 7, it says, sanctify them by the truth, Your word is truth.
所以这个真理的意思就是神的道。
So here, truth is God's words.
道就是真理，就是道，神的话就是真理。
And God's words is the truth.
所以我们用真理来敬拜他的意思就是说，我们要知道我们所敬拜的是真的还是假的，我们要以真理认识我们这位神，我们才可以有一个真正的敬拜。
So here is really that when we truly understand God's word and with that understanding of God in our minds and in our hearts, we worship God. That is worshiping truth.
我们道就是神，我们敬拜的时候一定要有神成为我们中心，才是一个真正的敬拜。
So when we worship, we need to have God in the center of our heart. And that is worshiping truth.
所以我们这个道，我们怎么样知道我们真的知道我们这在敬拜的是什么呢
？So to truly understand God's words, that's how we know that what we are worshiping.
有很多异端的信徒，或许是恐怖分子，他们其实也是很虔诚的去敬拜他们的神。
So there are these cults and even terrorists, and they were also very they believe in their religions.
甚至他们可能是用他们的灵去敬拜他们的神。
And they probably worship their own god in spirit as well.
但是他们没有真理，他们信的是真的一个神。
But there's no truth in their religion, and their the God they worship was not the true God.
没有真理的一个敬拜可以是很危险的。
So a worship without truth is very dangerous.
所以我们敬拜我们要以神为中心。
So a worship, so when we worship, we need to have the truth must be in the center of our worship.
我们要有神的话语被传讲，我们要接受神的话语。
And we need to spread, we need to preach God's word.
我们要把神的话语行出来，我们要回应神的话语。
And we need to act out God's word, and we need to respond to God's words.
这才是所谓的用按着真理来敬拜神。
And this is the meaning of worship in truth.
我们学习神的真理是很重要，因为这样我们才可以了解我们的神。
So to understand God's words, to understand the truth is really important.
所以我们在跟弟兄姐妹一起查经，我们来教会来听神的话语，我们有灵修的时间，这些都是我们认识神话语的一个方式。
So whether you come to the Sunday school or in your small group where you do Bible study together with brothers and sisters, this is one of the ways for us to learn the truth of the God's words.
我们唱赞美诗的时候也是一个方式让我们去了解 去明白去认识我们的神。
When we sing hymns, and this is also another way for us to know God and to know His words.
我们唱到有一位神的时候，我们唱到他是有全能、有创造宇宙的一个万能的神。
So here, when we sing there's a God, He's wonderful to create all creatures and the universe.
我们就知道他是一个很有能力的一个很有有 power 的一个神。
And this tells us that we learn from this lyric that God is mighty, powerful.
所以希望大家不要错过我们唱诗的时间。
So I hope that you don't miss the singing portion of the service.
唱诗歌可以准备我们的心，让我们提醒我们来到教会敬拜的目的是什么。
So when we sing the hymns and song of praises, those songs remind us why we're here on Sunday morning to worship God.
所以在今天这段经文里面，我们看到我们敬拜神的时候，最主要用心灵来诚实，按着真理来去敬拜我们的神。
So here in today's passage, we know when we worship God, we need to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
我们求他的灵来引领我们去敬拜他。
And we ask Him to guide us through the Holy Spirit.
我们敬拜的时候，我们以神为中心，我们目的是要
And when we worship God, and God is at the center of our worship, and our whole purpose is to please Him.
然后我们敬拜以后, 希望我们都有一个回应, 我们有一个行动。
And after the worship, and I hope you all have a response and follow through with action.
把神的话语活在我们的生命当中。
And so we live out God's words.